The Gemara Masechtah Chulin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, tells us of an episode of Rav Chana Psroi, Rav Chana who was a money changer's Eloi may not have a koi. He was sitting, and from behind him came Bar Nafcha. Bar Nafcha was Rav Yochanan. Obay minei, and he wanted from me, says Rav Chana Psro, who was a money changer who had coins, Dina Cardinal, he wanted to know if I had this coin, the Dina Cardinal, because as we're learning, if the trachea of an animal has a hole the size of a Dina Cardinal, it's treif. L'shar be treifasa. So I should know what the size is that would make that animal treif. Oboy l'meikim mekameh. And I wanted to get up. However, he did not allow me to get up. Omali, he said to me, Shev b'nishev, please remain seated. Because the halacha is that ein balim nois rishoyim lamed b'nei tamid chachamim. People who are working may not get up b'shosh shasukum malachtam as they're in the middle of their work. So here we have a halacha that while someone is working, he may not get up. And as a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn pshat in this Gemara. Rashi says that this Gemara is referring to people who are employees of employers, and they're getting paid for their job, and therefore, they're not allowed to get up because it's taking away, they're supposed to concentrate on the job that they were hired to do. Tosfos, however, the Rei Maskil Ein, says that the Gemara here is not referring to people who are working for others. The Gemara here is referring to someone who has his own business. That the halacha is that he, while he's working, need not get up. And he explains why. Because the pasuk from where we know one has to get up for Talmud Chochem is the pasuk of Bnei Seva Tokim Vadat Bnei Zokim. Hider Bnei Zokim involves no financial loss. So too, says Tosfos, the Chiyuv of Bnei Seva Tokim only applies when there's no financial loss involved. But if there's a financial loss involved, then you need not get up. According both Rashi and Tosfos, the reason you don't have to get up is because while you're working, you concentrate on your work, and therefore you need not do something else. However, the Tosfos Riya Zokin in Masechta Kedushin Devar Maskil Einon says that even though there is no obligation to get up, if somebody is willing to take and spend the money, that means he goes to his employer and says, I'll deduct from my salary in order to be able to get up for Talmid Chachamim, that is mutter and may even be something very commendable. Duran, however, takes the approach that not only need is a worker for someone else not allowed to get up, and not only is someone who's his own self-employed need not get up, as Tosfos says, but he says that he even if you want to get up and make the financial arrangements, you still should not get up because others will see you get up and they'll think that that's talocha. And therefore, don't get up to not send the wrong message. So I saw Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, so when is there a halacha of Lefnim Meshur Sadin? And when is there a halacha that you don't go Lefnim Meshur Sadin? So I saw the Mefarshim make a very important distinction. In a situation where it's in the privacy of your home, so you could go to Lefnei Meshurat HaDin and get up and do whatever you have to do. However, when it's in public, then you have to be careful that you think you're going Lefnei Meshurat HaDin. But sometimes your Lefnei Meshurat HaDin could send the wrong message. So the Gemara continues asking a question. Is that true that while you're working, you're not supposed to interrupt to get up? Ask the Gemara V'loi, the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim teaches us for Tanan, Kol Balim Nus, as all the people would come through the towns carrying their Bikurim, says the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, Kol Balim Umnus Ondav Name, all the people would get up, come out to greet them. So we see that the people in these various towns would stop to greet the people carrying the Bikurim. Indeed, getting up for the people who are carrying the Bikurim, they do. But for Tamid Chamim, they don't get up. So there's a difference between the Bikurim and everybody else. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yosef Oven. From here we learn, Bar A, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. How important it is a mitzvah that's done in the proper time. Shrem Abneim Oimdim. For the Mivi Bikurim they got up. Omnei Tamid Chachamim Ein Oimdim. So we see that there's a special cheshivas for mitzvah that's done at the proper time. The Noid of Yehuda explains that what makes a mitzvah b'shata important, so the Noid of Yehuda says, since it's a mitzvah that doesn't come on a regular basis, anything that doesn't come on a regular basis is something that has a cheshivas. Bikurim comes once a year. But a mitzvah that's not on a constant basis, that's why it has that special chashivas. Pnei Yeshua has a different approach. He says, when we get up for Talmud Chacham, we're not getting up for the Talmud Chacham while he's learning. We're getting up for the Talmud Chacham because he is a Talmud Chacham. Whereas, when we're getting up for the Mevi Bikurim, these people, as they're coming, they're carrying and bringing their Bikurim. And that makes it so much more significant. Ask the Gemara Mai, who says that's the reason they got up for the Mevi Bikurim? Dilma, the reason they got up is Kadesh Leinim to Machshin and Lasa Lovai. So the way Rashi explains, that if the Mevi Bikurim see that people don't get up and their honor, people, they're going to say that this is not such a great mitzvah. And therefore, Chazal went out of their way to say that everybody should get up and greet these Mevi Bikurim. So next year, they should do it again. From here we see, however, the Paiskim say, that even though the Gemara says that perhaps the reason we get off of the Mevi Bikurim is indeed because that we shouldn't get them to think, we should make the mitzvah chosh by them, they should do it again. However, the real reason is chaviva mitzvah b'shato. And that's why the halacha is that whenever someone is involved in doing a mitzvah, we interrupt what we're doing to greet that person. That's why the halacha is, Rachman Tzlan, if one is attending a levaya, as soon as the mace is brought in, everybody gets up. And people think that they get up because of the mace. They're really getting up to greet the Chevra Kadisha, the people who are Isaac with the mace. It's the same reason the Pesukim say we get up when a baby is brought into the Bris Milah. A chaviva mitzvah b'shata. In fact, I saw that this is the source, said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, for a very well-known minig that we all do almost every day of the year without necessarily knowing why. The minig in many communities, in most communities, is that we get up when we say, Vayivarach David. And the question is, where does the minig come to get up when we say Vayivarach David? So Yaakov Kamenetsky said a beautiful pshat. He says the minig was, and still is in many communities, that when they said the pasuk in Vayivarach David, that we realize that all the money we have comes from Hashem, that's when people gave tzedakah. So typically, during Vayivarach David was the time when tzedakah was collected. So the people have to stand up in front of the collectors of tzedakah, because the people who are collecting tzedakah are doing a mitzvah. And since they're doing a mitzvah, it's a reason to get up. The only question I had on Rabbi Yaakov's explanation is that we just quoted the Noid of Yehuda. The Noid of Yehuda says that you only get up for a mitzvah that doesn't happen on a regular basis. But this is a mitzvah that happens every day. So why would we have to stand up for that type of a mitzvah? If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem Dalet Sif Hei, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Bali Umnis Chayavon Lamed Lefnei Talmud Chochem, B'Shor She'oiskim Malachtam, somebody who's working doesn't have to get up for a Talmud Chochem while he's in the middle of working. V'may Oysav Malachas Acherim, and if I'm working for someone else, for Roitz Lach Malachman, I want to get up, V'Roitz Lach Malachman Lamed, and I want to be machmer to get up. And it will show you not only should I may not. And the Pesukim say that this halacha doesn't only apply by Talmid regarding the halacha of getting off of Talmid Chachamim. The same halacha is regarding a zakin. Moreover, I saw that some of Farshim explain that this halacha is because we're sure that as much as there's an obligation to get up for the Talmud Chacham and the Zaken, he's meichel, he's covered, knowing that I'm in the middle of my job. So now, however, the Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting point. He says this halacha, that we're not allowed to get up in front for Talmid Chachamim, was only, or Zaken, while we're working, certainly if we're working for someone else, was only in those days where people typically sat on the floor. So getting up to a standing position from the floor is time-consuming and difficult. So Chazal, as we're learning here in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, did not require us to get up. But nowadays we don't sit on the floor, so it's much easier to get up when you're sitting in a chair. Maybe nowadays, says the Aruch HaShulchan, this halacha would not apply. Then I saw from other achronim, very interestingly, that other achronim want to suggest that only in a time where when people work for an hour, so an hour of work was 60 minutes uninterrupted of pure work. Nobody ever wasted time during their work time. So such an individual, as our Gemara is teaching us, doesn't get up for a Talmud Chacham, doesn't get up for a Zaken. But unfortunately, in many places nowadays, even when people work, they don't work on a purely uninterrupted. They do personal things, take personal phone calls, not to say it's necessarily right, but if you live in a place and in an environment where when you're working, you're anyway not working constantly, maybe the halacha would be different, and then the halacha indeed would be that you should get off for the Talmud Chacham Zaken. If you're doing your personal endeavors during that time, standing off for Talmud Chacham
and a zaken is no different.